And this prelude is even more exuberant and noodly than the previous one. You really see Bach sitting there at the keyboard playing around with lots of interesting chord progressions before deciding on the motive that will form the backbone of this fugue. And this fugue is similarly virtuosic in the way in which it varies and inverts and twists around the theme, but it wears its learning lightly. It's a fun, slightly lighthearted piece, despite all the contrapuntal wizardry that's going on.